And we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. That time of the week where we do car reviews. Richard, you've driven a couple here of late. Which one do you want to start with?
Let's start with the one that we've both driven, which is the 2025 Hyundai Genesis. Or I guess it's not Hyundai. Sorry.
Genesis.
2025 Genesis G80, which is their mid-size luxury sedan, Dad. This is the 3.5T Sport Prestige all-wheel drive, and some of you folks are going to say, wow, Richard, that's a mouthful. All you need to know, Dad, 2025 Genesis G80, again, this is an all-wheel drive. This is right there in terms of any of the luxury sedans that you're going to find out there. This is right there in the mix, and if you're in the market for this size of car, Dad, I would highly encourage folks to check this out. It's got all of the creature comforts you'd want, all of the safety features that you want. It's got a new 27-inch infotainment screen. There's lots of driver-assisted features. All sorts of beautiful, beautiful apportionments. It's got a 370-horsepower V6 underneath the hood, which, again, is a twin-turbo V6. Runs really, really well. The 8-speed automatic. And, again, this is one of the cars that you and I rarely actually get to kind of drive. Both of us get to drive. I think you might have had more fun with this car than I did.
My wife absolutely loved this car. The look, the feel, the interior, all of the apportionments, as you just said. It's an extremely, how should I say this, Richard? For the money, it's a extremely great car. And I know a lot of people say, well, it's a lot of money. It's $80,000. Well, keep in mind, the counterpart for this would be six digits.
I was going to say, when you get to some of the other foreign manufacturers, there's a couple American-made variants too, but other foreign manufacturers, Dad, it is really hard-pressed to find a car for less than $80,000, granted, not much less than $80,000. I think it's about $78,000, $79,000 is the price point on this. You, like you said, Dad, you have to be into the six figures to get something comparable from some of the other competitors, right? Massaging front seat, heated and ventilated. You got the rear screen automatic screen shade, which, again, some people are going to look at. I'll just say this, Dad. If you're in the market for a midsize luxury, and that's a key point here, right?
Mm-hmm.
The luxury sedan, you will be hard-pressed to show me a car that will beat this car for the money.
That's right. No, you are right. And some of you may be saying, well, what kind of cars does it compete with? Well, it's going to compete with your midsize BMWs, your Mercedes, you get the drift of where I'm going with this, and that's the kind of car that this car is competing with. And if you go look at, for example, I just did the math on this, you're about a minimum, depending on how things are equipped, about $10,000 less on this Genesis fully equipped than you are some of the competitors.
Absolutely. And so real quick, Dad, fuel economy, not that it's a huge deal, 16 and 24 for an average of 19. I think you and I were right there, about 20, 21 miles per gallon. It's got plenty of get up and go here for our altitude. And that all-wheel drive, for the vast majority, and we mentioned weather at the earlier part of this, kind of the last half of this hour, with most snowstorms here in Colorado, you can do everything that you'd want to do, right? And go anywhere that you want to go with the all-wheel drive. Yes, it's a sedan, so it's going to sit a little bit lower, but the fact that you've got that capability is really kind of second to none. So
right.
I absolutely encourage folks to check this vehicle out, Dad. Head to your local Genesis dealer, again, 2025 G80 3.5T, and let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.